This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
She's a nurse, a missionary, and a nun. And if I tell you that she's been with the Sisters of Charity for the last 38 years, you might be picturing a rather demure aging nun reading her Bible quietly while sipping a cup of weak black tea. But Sister Leone is a go-getter. She has run 4 half marathons. She's worked in places like Cambodia, Papua New Guinea, and Rwanda. And she's about to go in the city to surf to raise money for the work of her congregation, the Sisters of Charity. Thanks so much for coming in, Sister Leone.
You're welcome, Katrina.
Now, when people hear about you, they might be thinking, as I was, sweet little old nun doing the city to surf. But you're actually obviously very fit, aren't you?
I'm very, very fit. Yeah, fit and healthy.
Yeah. So you've done these half marathons. How did you get into that?
Well, I suppose I've been doing the city to surf for a while. This is about my 11th time, I think.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that's really good.
But a half marathon is a real step above that.
It is indeed.
Yeah.
And I've been doing other fun runs and things like that. So I just thought one day, oh, well, I think I might give the half marathon a go and just see, you know, if I can make it. I mean, I don't break any records. I'm no Kathy Freeman, if you know what I mean. But
if it's not a rude question, how old were you when you did your first half marathon? And if it is a rude question, just, you know, you can duck it.
2 years ago, so yeah, I was 61.
Wow, that's pretty good effort.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. I reckon. Yeah,
so
wow.
That's good.
And you've also walked from Dubbo to Darlow.
Yes,
tell
that's right.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, we did that a couple of years ago. We did it to raise money for the Garvan and St. Vincent's Institute, Cancer Research Institute, which is in the process of being built at the moment. So we wanted to raise awareness for cancer. Mm. The Garvan Institute actually has an office, I suppose, in Dubbo. So we felt that it was a good place to start. So that was 400 kilometres.
Yeah. But how long did it take?
It took us 11 days, yeah.
It's so pretty hilly in between. Which way did you go?
We went along the highway mainly.
But via Mudgee or the Orange Bathurst
option?
The
Orange Bathurst, yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah. It's quite hilly between Orange and Bathurst,
very,
isn't it?
Very, very hilly. Absolutely.
Okay.
So we had about 15 sisters actually walked that or walked some of the way.
Was it painful?
Well, got a few blisters out of it. But,
yeah, I reckon.
You know, like we kept on saying, well, you know, this is nothing to what people go through when they've got cancer. And we stopped at a lot of schools and things like that on the way, which was really inspirational actually. And and a number of the children, some of the children in those schools had leukemia or, you know.
Oh,
so
wow.
So it was just a wonderful, wonderful experience. And the people that we met along the way were just fantastic, including the truckies, you know. They gave us lots of beeps on the
oh,
way.
Oh, they did.
Yeah, so that was it. But we raised $200,000. So
wow.
So it was pretty good, yeah.
Well, that would make you feel that it was worthwhile.
Yeah, yeah. It was not a bad effort, really.
Yeah, yeah. And so the city to surf is going to be an absolute breeze for you after that, having done it 11 times yeah. and whatever.
This is number 11.
Yeah. Yeah. And so you'll have quite a contingency from the Sisters of Charity that are running alongside you?
Walking.
Okay.
I'm gonna try and run. Yes, we've got. I think we'll have about 3 other sisters besides myself. But we've got 3 students from our school in Potts Point, St. Vincent's College. Mm-hmm. So they're joining us and they're raising some money, as well as some of our staff from around the different places. So
you won't be wearing habits though, because that would make a great photo opportunity.
No,
you haven't thought about that?
No, that's the question everybody asks us about. Are you wearing a habit? Well, the answer is no. We'll be actually in.
Do you ever wear a habit?
No.
No,
not anymore. So we'll be actually in very, very, very bright orange T-shirts. So okay. We will be quite visible.
So how will people know that you are nuns?
Well, the logo on the front has got a nun running on it. So
cool.
And it's got Nuns on the Run will be across the logo.
Oh,
well, yeah, so.
Great.
So Nuns
on the Run.
Yes,
I like
so
it.
Nuns on the Run.
Mm. But, of course, this isn't just a publicity stunt. The goal is to raise money for the work of Sisters of Charity and your work with the poor and the marginalised. So tell us a little bit about the kind of work that you're involved with.
Well, the Sisters of Charity, we have we actually take a fourth vow of service of the poor. So one of the things that we do all the time, really, is walk alongside the people who are poor, marginalised, vulnerable. So we've had our health services, education, our outreach programs. So they've all been things that have been set up by the Sisters of Charity originally, the St. Vincent's Hospitals, for instance, This work, a few years ago we set up a foundation because we really wanted to contribute a little more to people who fell through the gaps, I suppose. Mm. So,
and who are those people? The who are the marginalised, say, in Sydney, who falls through the gaps?
Well, in this case, this money that we're raising on this occasion is for a young woman coming out of foster care. Now, people who come out of foster care apparently receive very, very little support from government. So, like about $2,500 or something as they come out. So for somebody who really wants to continue their tertiary education or something, you know.
They don't have the means to do it.
Having no means whatsoever. So on this occasion, what we're trying to raise here is $20,000 to help send a young woman who's leaving foster care to be able to do some tertiary education, either in education or in nursing. So that, and they're two of the main ministries that we've had right from the beginning. 1838, and we came to Australia, so we've been around a while.
And you're a nurse as well.
I'm a nurse, yes.
That's a good cause.
Yeah, that's right, yes, exactly.
I wanted to ask you a little bit about some of your overseas missionary work before I let you go, because you've been to some very, I guess, interesting and probably slightly dangerous places.
Dangerous.
can you tell us, I guess you can't tell us about all of it, but maybe is there some way that that's impacted on you? Like has there been some sort of, I guess, place you've gone that's really stayed with you?
I think all the places. I guess I've been very privileged in having the opportunity to go to places like Cambodia, Papua New Guinea, Rwanda, East Timor. So I've had some opportunity to work in those places. And I think when you do go to those places, you think you're going to do the help, you know. But once you've been to one, you soon realise that part of your own personal growth comes from the people that you're actually walking beside.
And what you learn from them.
And so for me, I guess those experiences have certainly impacted my life a lot, and I guess it's really enhanced my commitment to walk with poor and marginalised people in whatever area that I might be working in at the moment. So, they were dangerous places that we were in. But I guess while you're there, you just get on with it, you know. Mm. You're there to do something, so you get on and you do it. I think when you come home and you really have that opportunity to process what's happened, that's sometimes
when you realise.
You think, oh, my goodness gracious, you know.
That could have been a bit hairy, yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. So, but those people that I've had the opportunity of working with in those countries have certainly impacted my life and I guess – well, they've made me part of who I am today, really. So, I'll always be extremely grateful to those people because they're just wonderful people and in those refugee camps and, you know, and the trauma and the tragedy that they've experienced is really just incredible.
Okay. Well, the City to Surf, it's this weekend. How can people sponsor you if they want to support the work of the Sisters of Charity?
Yes. Well, if you go to the Sisters of Charity Foundation, which is www.sistersofcharityfoundation.com.au, I think it is. Mm-hmm. And you go into the website and there's a thing there called Nuns on the Run. So just click onto that and then click on to make a donation. And, so that's what we have to do.
Well, do you know, I found it another way as well. Mm-hmm. There's a website, a City to Surf fundraising website, which is fundraise.citytosurf.com.au with the number 2.
Yes.
So fundraise.citytosurf.com.au. And then it's got a list of charities. And if you just go to S for Sisters of Charity, you can scroll down.
That's right, you can. That's the other way. Absolutely.
So, well, all the best with the run this weekend. I hope the weather's going to be good for you.
I did that half marathon in Canberra earlier this year and it poured rain the whole time through of the thing. So, that's
how long did it take to do a half marathon?
For me, I'm not real fast. So it takes me about 2 hours, 15 minutes or something.
Oh, that's not too bad.
2 hours, 30 minutes, something. But yeah.
That's pretty good. Yeah. 2 hours and 30 minutes in the rain.
I know.
It would make it go faster, wouldn't it?
Indeed. I felt as though I had two extra kilos on either foot, you know.
Oh, yeah, the water and everything.
Yeah, so.
Wow. Okay.
But it's all good. You know, when you cross the line, you think, yeah, that was worth it.
Oh, good.
And this will be even more worth it as we cross the line for this city to surf. Yeah, so, yeah, with, I think, about 90,000 other people or something. So.
Yeah. All right.
It's always good.
Mm. Well, enjoy that, and thanks for coming in to tell us about it.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, you're very welcome. That's Sister Leone Whitmack from the Sisters of Charity. You can support her either by going to sistersofcharityfoundation.com.au or to fundraise.citytosurf.com.au and look for the Sisters of Charity link under the letter S.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.